Now, like Ephesus, many cities were quite suspicious of Alexander and resisted his advances. And one of these cities was the venerable harbor town of Miletus, a city we talked about quite a bit in an earlier lecture. If you remember, Miletus had been destroyed by Persia when they revolted in 499 BC, but the city had clung to life and there were still people living there. And in fact, the Persian army was stationed in the midst of Miletus. So Alexander had to besiege the city, which he did so successfully. But then a greater challenge came to him south of Miletus in Caria. Here was the city of Halicarnassus, that harbor town that Mausolus had made the capital of his small kingdom of Caria. If you remember, for nearly 60 years, the Hecatomnid dynasty had ruled Caria with the consent of the Persians. But recently, the last of the Hecatomnids, Pixodorus, had exiled his sister Ada and began ruling Caria with the help of the Persians directly. Pixodorus died about 2 years before Alexander's arrival, and so the Persians now were controlling Caria. There was one final Hecatomnid dynast in existence, however, Queen Ada, who I talked about before, who was living in exile in the mountains of Caria. Alexander approached her, promising to put her back on the throne if she could give Carian support. She agreed, but even with her allegiance, Alexander was forced to besiege Halicarnassus for several months before he finally took the city. But when he did so, he did place Ada back on the throne, and in her gratitude, the old woman adopted Alexander as her son and heir. And we hear quite a bit about their relationship. She absolutely adored him, sending him treats during the siege. Her baker would make him fine bread and cake, and she kind of doted on him. When she died, she left her kingdom to Alexander, and so this came directly under his control. And of course, that was simply a polite thing, because it was under his control in any case. From Halicarnassus, Alexander marched across the south coast of Anatolia, securing territory as he went. He went through the region of Lycia, region we talked about a few lectures past, and then he passed into the region of Pamphylia, which is located to the east of Lycia. Now, during this section of his journey, we hear about a number of miraculous events that occur, events that seem to confirm that Alexander would ultimately succeed in his conquest of Persia.